Could it be that there is a doom machine? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Well, some of you would think so. And this is the subject of the channel for this week. It may be an odd, in a very odd premise, but let's look at several things, and I want to put it into the context of what I've given you before. First of all, what is a machine? And why would we use that metaphor, especially in the generation of something like doom? A machine is something that would then generate the same kind of results every single time. If it was a manufacturing machine, out pops the same thing over and over. If it's a machine that gives you numbers, like a computer, if it's programmed the same, out pops the same result over and over. That's what a machine does. And in the context of what we are teaching today, it's definitely a machine. So let's start with a review. In these last months, dear ones, I have given you several premises to examine. One of them, I ask, is time something that repeats itself? Now, that's a separate channel, and you can find it. It's easy, but it is very profound because the setup says yes. In fact, not only does time repeat itself, but there are some actual physics formulas that show how that works. Then I went on to show you that the time that is repeating itself over and over is old energy. I even compared it to a train on a track in a circle. Perhaps you would be aware of that. Would be something around a Christmas tree for Americans. That train in a circle is Earth in its own time frame, repeating the same things over and over. We also gave you a channel a while back asking if you were stuck in time, because it seemed like it. Now, the answer to both of those channelings in the positive ways were, although there is time that repeats an older energy, and although it appears that some of you are stuck, we really, truly, on this planet together, are moving into a different dimensional area of time. Remember, time is a dimension in itself. And that part of this entire shift that was predicted and is happening is you are moving on a separate track away from the circle. So you are on another track, you might say, metaphorically, of time, one which is not repeating. And by the way, it is one that has been here then presenting itself now for some years, and it's making a lot of people, light workers especially, quite nervous. And the reason is because you've never been here before. Can you take a moment and understand with me that if you go in the time circle around and around and around, there's something comfortable about it because you've been there before. So as you live your life, it may be something you haven't realized, but there's a comfort zone in seeing the same kind of similarity things all the time, and time is one of them. Things present themselves, they presented themselves before, you know how to act, you know what to do about it, but suddenly that is not the case. Things that are presenting themselves now on the earth you have not seen before, not like this, not quite like this. And so in that, there is no comfortable reaction that you had before. Now let's go back to the doom factory. Here is what is currently happening on the planet, and I'll ask you first these questions. Have you seen any alarming news lately? And I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about things that might happen to the planet soon. Things that are ahead that you hadn't seen before, that you are afraid of because of what you are seeing and what is being reported. There's the constant idea that the economy is failing, there is a constant idea that perhaps the earth or the continent they're on is going to fail. And this is something that you're starting to see on a regular basis. Well, let's talk about that for a moment. One of the reasons my partner gets involved in a way that is rather comical, because when he sees these things, he's old enough that he recognizes them from before. You may not. You may see something that is really frightening. The earth is going to explode. The continents are going to fall off into the ocean. On and on. You may see this and go, oh my goodness, let's look at that. I've heard, let's call a friend and ask them if they heard. Yes, they've heard about it too. Well, my partner heard about it 20 years ago, maybe even 25 years ago. It's the same information. So here's what I'm telling you. That train track that I've described to you that goes in around in a circle, well, it has a whole lot of old energy things on it that are now also repeating. Now, first there will be, but yeah, wait a minute, Cryon. You said we were on a new track. Indeed we are, but dear ones, the old energy consciousness is not. So the old energy consciousness of this planet, what I would call a darker consciousness, is still in the groove, is still in the circle. It is not on the new track. And that is one of the issues that the old energy has, and that it doesn't even know you're on a new track. It doesn't know where you are, and that bothers that old energy because you are light. So one of the things you're going to see on a regular basis is the machine of the old energy cranking out the same predictions of doom that you had 20 years ago. And they are. One of the things my partner saw recently is the end of the world. And the reasons why the end of the world was presented in the way it was are the same almost exact reasons that they were 20 years ago. It was a replay. I'm going to give it a name. The circus comes to town every so often. And when it does, it brings the same shows. And this is what you're seeing, dear ones. Indeed, it seems like a machine, because they're the same predictions. Perhaps you didn't know that. Dear ones, this is the way of it. Now, they're not always old energy doom of the world predictions. Some are more current, but they have the same kind of an impact of doom. It's bad news. And they're saying, well, you know, don't you, that this and that is going to happen soon. It's been told you before. Did you know that? Here it comes again. Oh, the circus is coming to town again. And the machine is going to crank out the same fearful information. Now, this is not a conspiracy. This is a habit. And this is something that would have happened anyway, and that is the old energy in the circle of time that I told you about. If there is no other proof that history and time repeats itself in an old energy, this is it. Those things are still with you. So the next time you see something that really takes your breath away in fear, that something is going to happen that involves perhaps your continent, perhaps your earth, perhaps your economy, that is just awful and horrible and even gives a date to it, the circus has come to town. Yes, dear ones, there are things that happen on the earth, and there are horrible things. There are things that are created by humanity. There are things that are created by nature that happen. But they are not the repeated ones that we are talking about to look for. The repeated ones are often global, or so awful you cannot believe it, and it takes your breath away and makes you fear and keeps you awake at night. That's the circus that I'm talking about. That's the doom machine, which is very active at the moment. Cryon, why is it so active? I think you might be able to answer that if you've heard these messages before. On this planet, light is making a difference. You may not see that now, but in retrospect, you'll be able to see it very clearly. Integrity, compassion, kindness is on the rise. Peace on Earth is on so many minds of the population of this planet and is starting to manifest in some of the decisions that humans make every day. And that is not acceptable to an old energy Earth where that was not happening. An old energy Earth where you could count on another war, or you could count on certain kinds of horrible things that people do. And that is then starting to raise its head yet again as the predictions, just like they always did and always have. The light is winning, dear ones, even though it doesn't seem like it. And those in a dark energy are starting to scramble and do everything they can to keep you in fear. The doom engine, the doom factory, all of those words are very, very real. Here it comes again. How many of you can learn to recognize it and sit back and smile and say, guess what? The circus is in town. And so it is.